with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, and we welcome the Dusty One, Indiana Honeline, the Bag of Tricks, the Bullwhip, the Chapeau, Dust All Over, and a revelation. Thaddeus?
Indiana, you have reports in a scholarly journal that Jews were in the Roman army?
This is really a breakthrough study that I think is of special interest and has so many implications. It seems Jews made up to 15% of the population. Maybe 4.5 to 7 million Jews lived in the ancient Roman Empire around the first century. So the percentage would vary from 5 to 15% based on what number you choose. But as the army, as the empire expanded, they needed soldiers for the new campaigns and to maintain order across the empire. And Jews were too big of a group. Now, some were exempted on religious grounds, but that was only to induce others to serve. So all of the minorities, the ethnic minorities, were required to serve in the army. They had their own rules. Jewish dietary rules, as you know, are more complex than others. But they found in places that a whole variety of foods, including seafoods and fish, so that the Jews didn't eat pork, as did other groups not eat pork at that time. And they were finding ways that the Jews could observe their dietary restrictions. And what's interesting is that the army provided very little food, actually, only some grain and wine and sometimes 250 to 500 grams of meat. But the meat was often in the form of live animals, so the Jews could conduct Jewish ritual slaughter so that the meat would be kosher. And for the units of Jews were probably separated, just as the Muslim groups and others had their own units so that they could meet their particular needs. The diet of was really bread, oil, and wine, but they got some provisions from the state, and it was deducted from their salary for the cost of whatever they were provided and whatever they could purchase. And during the campaigns, they were encouraged to plunder from all the areas around them. And they, as they produced the food themselves, they were able to even observe, according to one report, they talk about providing withholding wheat because it was Passover and providing other foods. So it's a fascinating story. And the archaeological remains of Roman camps in England revealed that soldiers there gave a variety of the diet that was available to them and to the different ethnic groups that had to had their own restrictions.
Wait a minute, Indiana. Masada, the destruction of the Second Temple, marching on Masada, the surrounding of the heroes on the mountaintop. That was a Roman army that propelled the commander of that army into the empire's position of leadership. There were Jews in that army? 30 seconds, Indiana.
We have no proof that the Jews were actually in those conflicts or in the siege of Jerusalem, but some speculate that it would have been difficult that they weren't included because of the high percentage they were in the army as a whole. So then it seems that they were certainly there in greater numbers than history has told us till now.
Indiana Honeline coming up with a brain teaser. Wow. Masada. And observant Jews in the Roman army. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.